It's good to worship the Lord. Amen. What a powerful time in the presence of the Lord. And God really speaks to us and touches our hearts as we pray. And I trust that God's already been speaking to you this morning. But let's just pray around the word. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you love us. Lord, that your grace is sufficient for us. Lord, already you've been touching our hearts. So, Father, as we come around your word this morning, Father, we know that you're going to speak to us, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that this will be a word, Lord, that is simple, but, Lord, that will stick. And so, Father, I bring it to you now, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that our hearts will be open, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to continue on again with our theme for the year, the call to war. And I want to share something very, very simple this morning. But my prayer is what I speak about this morning, that I believe what God wants to say to us is something that will stick within your heart and your life. And you'll find it'll be something that you can draw on as you go through the circumstances of life. And all of us go through difficult times in life and go through all sorts of struggles, things that are unexpected, things that you just did not think was going to happen, something that comes out of left field. You don't know where this thing's coming out of. And we go through different things in life. And we know that we are in a battle. We're in a war. And there's a spiritual war. We have an enemy, the devil, who is against us, who opposes us. But we have a Savior. We have the Lord Jesus Christ who's on our side. Amen? But I want to talk about what it's like in the midst of the battle. And what is it like when all things seem to be coming against us, when you feel that you're in that situation? We all know Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is a lot of people who say, what's your favorite psalm? A lot of people would say Psalm 23. In fact, for a lot of people, that's probably the only psalm they know, so it's probably convenient to say I like Psalm 23, but it is a wonderful, beautiful psalm. And one part of it particularly I want to look at is one verse, and that's really what we want to concentrate on this morning in Psalm chapter 23, and particularly verse 5. And it says this, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows." So I want to talk a little bit about this table that God is preparing for us in the midst of our enemies. And the picture as we look at this scripture where it talks about God preparing a table in the midst of our enemies, it suggests that it's the whole suggestion there is it's not just one or two enemies that are coming against you. The sense of it is it's like you've got hordes of enemies that are coming against you, that come against you on one side and another side. And basically you find yourself in a situation where you're surrounded and you're hemmed in and you're pressed from every side. And I'm sure of all of us, if we could think in our lives, and maybe some of you feel like that, well, that's me right now. But there's been times in our lives where we've felt that we've just been like everything at once. It's not just like one thing. It's like this, and here we are in the middle of all this, and all these things seem to be surrounding us and hemming us in from all sides. Now, well, there's only one enemy, the devil, but circumstances that have stirred up situations, problems, things that can come around us and surround us, and we can find ourselves in the middle of that and almost suffocating in this battle, saying, Lord, where are you? The enemy seems to be all around me. The hordes are pressing from the left, they're from the right, they're from the front, the rear and from the front, depends which way you're walking, I suppose. All the way around us, the enemy is pressing us. But it says, it's an amazing thing, the scripture, it says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, it's an amazing picture if you actually think about what the Lord is saying here, that in the presence of my enemies, that he is preparing a table. And the picture that I have of this is that you've got here you are right in the middle of everything. It seems like everywhere you look, there seems to be things going on and stuff happening and touching us from all directions and hitting us, touching our lives and things surrounding us. And then you're in the middle of all of that. But right there in the middle of that, then God, he just lays out a table. Now, when God puts out a table, he's not putting out a little card table. God, in the middle of this, you think you're going to get destroyed. You think you're going to get overwhelmed. The enemy surrounding you, armed and ready to get you. And in the middle of that, Jesus is there. Jesus is there. And that's the first thing that we've always got to remember. Whenever you're in a situation, whenever you're feeling pressed or surrounded, hemmed in from every side, is that Jesus is there. And it's a wonderful passage of scripture in Psalms because it says that he leads me. And it says in verse 2 of Psalm 23, he leads me. Verse 3, it says he guides me. So he leads me, he guides me. And verse 4, it says, I fear no evil, for you are with me. So first, we've always got to remember, right in the middle of the crisis, whatever it may be, and I'm telling you that all of us go through things in life. There's no immunity from that. And you know that. You don't need me to tell you that. You've experienced enough things in your life. And some of you are going through things now where you think, well, man, I feel like that. I feel like I'm crushed in and I'm hemmed in and pressed from every side. But right in the middle of all of those things, even though the enemy is there, right there, Jesus is there. He's there to lead us. He's there to guide us. And because Jesus is with us, there's a confidence that comes that we says, I fear no evil. Now that's something we need to grab a hold of, because the problem is that when things seem to be pressing in from all sides, we can begin to wonder and say, Lord, what's going to happen here? Lord, what is the consequence of these things? All of these things that seem to be surrounding me, the things that press me, Lord, the things that seem to be going wrong, that seem to be out of control. Lord, what is happening there? And fear can begin to rise up in our hearts. It could be something from a report from a doctor. It could be happening in a relationship. It could be to do with your finances. It could be any area of your life where things are all happening. And maybe all of those things at once, but to remember that Jesus is there right in the middle of all of that, Jesus is right there. And what tells us that Jesus is there, that Jesus is actually doing something. The enemy is there, but wherever the enemy is trying to come against you, Jesus is right there. And the scripture tells us that he's just not there hanging around, but he's doing something very strange, very unusual, that it seems to me quite unusual that Jesus is doing this. Because the enemy's all around, Jesus is there, you're there, and what is Jesus doing? Now, we would think that Jesus would now be there just scattering the enemy from east to west, north, south. He'd be just doing that. But what does Jesus do? In the middle of the enemies, what's he doing? He's laying out a table. He's preparing a table. He's putting out this banqueting table, this feast, right in the middle of that situation, right in the middle of that circumstance. When it talks about preparing a table, the sense is here that it's actually like the king's table. He's preparing this table of authority. He's preparing this table of provision, and he's laying it all out, and he's preparing that table for you. And where is he doing that? Right in the middle of the enemies, right in the heart of all of that. And so it amazes me that that's what the Lord is doing. But see, quite often we miss that. We miss it when we're in the middle of the situation. It's so easy to miss what Jesus is actually doing for us in the middle of that situation. When things are coming against us, they're out of control, things from every side. And so often we miss what Jesus is doing. But see, Jesus in the middle of our crisis, in the middle of all of that, Jesus is unfazed. Jesus is quite relaxed. In fact, he's so relaxed in the middle of all of that, he's there, he's preparing a table. Now, most of you have had some sort of a Christmas dinner or lunch or something, whatever you do. And when you're preparing a table, you're pretty well focused on it, you ladies particularly. Us guys are probably sitting back just dreaming of the meal to come. But there's a lot of work that goes into that, isn't it, into preparing something. It's amazing. Jesus is quite a preparer. He's actually preparing a home, a house, an eternal home for us, the scripture tells us, that he's preparing that for us. But Jesus is focused on that. He's preparing this table of provision, all these things that he has for us, right in the middle of that. And he's not even fazed by the circumstances, not fazed by the enemy, what the enemy is doing. He's not fazed by that in any way. He's not afraid. And it says, I will not fear. And that's the heart that Jesus wants us to have. In the middle of all of whatever you're going through, I'm not going to fear. Jesus is unfazed. The gates of hell, it's like the armies of hell have come all around. And what does Jesus do? He's just preparing a table for us. And we need to know that he's with us to be unfazed. And the thing, as I said, this table that he's preparing for us is a table like the king's table. And you've all seen enough movies in your lifetime. You've seen all those movies. You've seen the table of the feast, all of the food. Wouldn't show you all the clips because most of the king's drunk in most of them. But our king doesn't get drunk, obviously. But there's this amazing feast of all the food. You know, they've got massive hams and stuff. I don't know whether the Jews would be eating hams, but I like ham. All of the foods and things that are laid out on this massive table, and he's prepared it for us, which is quite amazing. And if you think about what actually happens around a table, a table's an amazing place where you can really get to know people is when you sit them around the kitchen table, you have a meal together, isn't it? It really is a place of intimacy. It's a place of fellowship. It's a place of sharing hearts, and there's something that really happens when you sit down at a table with someone and you begin to share with them, you begin to speak and have fellowship with them around a table. It's a very intimate place to come around a table, and certainly that's what the Lord invites us to. Right in the middle of our crisis, the Lord is giving an invitation to a place of intimacy with Him. Right in the middle of that, right in the middle of the hordes, the biggest, worst possible things that can ever possibly go wrong in our lives, the Lord is preparing a place of intimacy for us. He's saying, come on, I want you to come into that relationship, that intimacy with me right at that time. The other thing that a table speaks about is that if you ever have a party or something, some sort of a celebration, it's not a real celebration unless there's food there. Is that right? It's true. My stomach says yes and amen to that. It's a celebration. There's food there. And so here's the Lord. He's actually right in the middle. Now, the battle hasn't even happened yet, but the enemy there, they're closing in. They're pressing in from all sides, closing in all around. And the Lord in the middle of that, he's starting to have the celebration feast. Right in the middle of that. Now you're there, and here's the Lord. He's inviting you in the middle of your mess, in the middle of the crisis where everything is surrounding, and the Lord himself is inviting us right at this time to a place of intimacy and fellowship, relationship with him. But at the same time, he's putting on a celebration. He's putting on the celebration. He's putting on this victory celebration for us, a great feast for us. And the trouble with us is that we think, hang on, I can't be celebrating yet. Because all I can see now is this enemy all around me. All I can see is the problem over here. I see this relationship problem here. I can see a financial problem over here. I can see health problems over here. Everywhere I look, that's all I can see. And the Lord is saying, no, 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 I'm inviting you now to a place of intimacy and a place of celebration. Because if we come into him, into that place of intimacy with him, that's where we're going to find our victory, in that very, very place. The problem for us is that quite often that we totally miss that. Solomon 2:4, it says, he has taken me to the banqueting hall and his banner over me is love. And that's the place in your crisis, when you struggle, your difficulty. He wants you to come into this place there. And it says there that his banner over us is love. And it is a safe place. And I tell you what, when I'm in the middle of a crisis and a struggle, a difficulty, and I don't know what to do, and I don't know where to go, and things seem to be pressing around, I want to go in a safe place. Now, some people try to make their own little safe place. Some people retreat into all sorts of other things, other than into the Lord's presence, other than into the things of God. And they try to make this little safe place to insulate themselves with all sorts of things, whether they're physical, psychological, or whatever they are, trying to make themselves at least shut out the crowd of the noise and the army, the hordes, by doing something, and end up maybe things become compulsive or addictive things because they haven't come to the table and allowed the Lord to touch their heart and to really minister to them. But we've got to look for the table that the Lord has for you. And that's really my heart. If you remember only four words this morning, I want you to remember four words this morning. And the four words are, look for the table. Look for the table, because the Lord has prepared a table for you right in the midst of the enemy. And it's a safe place. It's a place of intimacy. It's a place where God is going to touch our hearts and lives. But we've got to look for the table. And the problem is, as many of us, we don't look for the table. And I tell you, whatever circumstance that you're going for, however strong the struggle is, in fact, the greater the difficulty, the greater the struggle is there, the bigger this table that God is going to be sitting out before you. So, and I just have this picture, and this is how I see it. So again, you just imagine yourself, you're just standing here, and you're at all these things, it's like the hordes, the enemy, the pressure, whether it's stuff that the devil's stirred up, demonic things, or whatever it is, the world system, which the devil's trying to have a go, and all of these things against you, and here you are. Now, what do we tend to do when you're in a problem? What's the natural tendency to do? And for many people, they still have that natural tendency, and that is the only tendency. When things are going wrong, is we tend to be focused on the things that are going wrong, aren't we? Now, in some ways, it's good. We're not ignorant. That we need to know what's happening in our lives. We need to even know what's happening around the world. But for us, when things are happening, we can just be so absorbed with what is happening that I'm looking at this thing coming over here, and I see the enemy here, and I see the enemy here and here, and I'm just focused on all the stuff that is going wrong or all the things that aren't going right, which is just the same, and I'm looking at all of these things. And I'm over here, and then maybe because I'm a Christian, and maybe because I believe in God, and maybe because I love Him and honor Him, and I begin to pray and say, Lord, help me. Lord, push back the hordes, Lord. Bring victory, Lord. Bring healing to my situation. Bring restoration, Lord. Bring provision, whatever it is. And I begin to pray because I'm focused right now on my problem and my situation, and I'm trying to look at all of this stuff going on. And we can be like that, but the picture I have is this, is that I'm here and saying, Lord, get rid of the enemy, Lord, push him away. Lord, bring victory here. Get rid of the enemy, Lord, push him. And that's my prayer, and I'm like this. Over here is the Lord, and He's just put out this amazing table, this feast, heaped up with all this stuff. And I'm over there, and I'm saying, Lord, push the enemy, bring the victory. And Jesus is over here, and He's just saying, hey, you, oi. Come here. Come over here. I've got something for you. I've prepared a table for you. And if we're smart, and if these four words get etched in your spirit, and I pray that that does today, that in the midst of all of this, rather than all our focus is, I've got to get the victory, I've got to get the answer, I've got to get the breakthrough, in the middle of all of this, if I suddenly open my eyes for a moment, and then I begin to see the Lord is saying, come over here, I've prepared a table for you. Look for the table. If you're going through a situation, what do? You look for the table. The Lord is put right in the midst of that. The Lord, in a place of intimacy, He's prepared this table for us. He's put a table there. He's laid it all out for us, and He wants to speak to us, and He wants to touch us in the middle of it. But many of us are not looking for the table. As soon as something goes wrong, our focus is on dealing with the problem rather than looking for the table. Now, the answer will come because Jesus is the source of everything. He's the answer that we need. He's the one who brings the victory. But so often we're focused on trying to get the victory and trying to get the breakthrough and pushing through on that, that we miss that there was a table. And some of us are stuck in situations. We're stuck. Sinner, I just can't get the answer. I just can't get the breakthrough. I just can't, Lord, I'm doing everything I can. I'm loving You. I'm serving You. I'm being faithful. I'm doing all that I can, and I just still can't get through. The reason is because we didn't look for the table. And there is a table that the Lord has prepared for you. Right in the midst of that. And the more severe the circumstances and the struggle, that's where our attention needs to be on what He's prepared the table. And if you're in the midst of all of this and you're struggling, you say, I don't know, where's this table? I can't see any table. I'll give you a hint on how to find the table. You keep your eyes on Jesus because He's prepared the table. That's where you're going to find the table, where Jesus is. That's where the table is. He's the one that He Himself has prepared this. He Himself has laid it all out for us. But we've got to look for the table. Quite often we don't. We miss it. We look to the enemy. We so much want the enemy to be gone. We want the problem to be gone. We want the situation to be resolved. But there's a table there, right there, that God wants us to partake of. Don't miss the table. Look for the table. Some of us get stuck because there's a table there. God wants us to come to the table, to the place of intimacy. He wants us to come to Him, and then we will begin to see the answer. It's about finding the table, looking for the table. Look for the table. If you're going through a problem right now, first thing you need to do is to be, obviously our eyes are on Jesus, but Jesus is there. What's Jesus doing? He's putting out a table. He's preparing a table. He's laying it out for you. Look for the table. Not just looking for the enemy to be gone. Look for your table. That's what I'll be looking for. If I'm in the middle of a situation saying, oh Lord, just bring resolution, bring answer, Lord, bring the answer. And the Lord is saying, hang on a minute. Come. I've got, there's something that's going to happen here. Right in the middle of the mess, right in the middle of the pressure, right in the middle of the disaster, the crisis, the struggle, whatever it is, right in the middle of that, there's actually something very precious that I have. And you're going to miss it if you're, one, you're just looking at the problem, looking at the enemy, and you're not looking at me and looking at what I have prepared for you. We've got to look for the table. And the bigger the battle that you're facing, excuse me, then the bigger a table is going to be. The darker the struggle, then the greater the feast is going to be. And there is a table that's prepared for us. And one of the things we need to do is that when we're in the middle of this stuff is that we need to look for our own table, look for your table. Now, have any of you ever been involved in groking? I have to confess, I have groked. Anyone else here? I think most of you probably have. I confess to you, I've been groking at times. You know what groking means? Okay. Tell you what, go next time you go to a restaurant and you order 2 pieces of buttered bread, okay, that's your order, and then someone has this massive, beautiful plate all laid out with all this sort of stuff, and they're sitting right next to you, and you've got your 2 pieces of buttered bread, you're going to start groking, all right? That's when you're looking at their food and thinking, oh, I want that, I want that. All right, that's groking. And you do it in even such a way is that you sort of look at it in such a way, hoping they might actually give me some of that food. Now, I think we've all done that. I've gone to a restaurant and I've ordered something. I thought, oh, this sounds really nice off the menu. Get this. And there's this tiny little thing there. I think, oh, great. You know, it's a little snack for a 2-year-old. And here it is. Someone else, they've ordered off the menu and, oh, what have I done? I got this and they got this big thing and I'm there, I'm groking, I'm looking at what they have. And we can do that. And one of the problems that we can have here is that we're in a situation and someone's had an amazing breakthrough. Someone's had an amazing healing, amazing answer to prayer. And because God is faithful, He's an awesome God, He does amazing things, great breakthrough. And so we can be here in this situation, and now I know now I've got to look for a table, and here I am, and I've got to look around for a table, but what I do now is I think, oh, hang on, I know when Jackie went through something, Jackie had this sort of a table, and we begin to look at what God did there and think, oh, that's what He's going to do for me. That her table is actually my table. Oh, God did a great answer over, you know, did a great thing for Paul over here, and I think, well, maybe He's going to do the same thing for me. And I'm almost groking, if you like. I'm looking at His table and thinking that's going to be for me. Or I'm in the middle of it and I think, where are you, God? Other people seem to be getting the answer. And I want what they're eating. I want what they're having. And it's not fair. Why are they getting it? And because my attention now is not on the enemy, but it's on their table over there. You've got to look for your own table. The Lord has prepared His own table. A table which is specifically tailored for you and your circumstance, your situation. Don't be trying to run after what God did for someone else. Don't be looking. Now, we can be inspired by testimony because those things lift our faith, but the way God will work may be completely different. He will work because He's prepared your table for you right in the midst of your circumstances. It's tailor-made. It's there. It's for you. Look for your table. Now, some people get a little bit cynical. Psalm 78:19 is about the children of Israel who became very cynical. Now, God had done an amazing thing. They saw miracle after miracle, amazing deliverance of the crossing, crossing over the Red Sea. They saw the Pharaoh's armies defeated and all of this stuff happening. They even saw God, Moses stroke a rock and water came gushing out of that. But then even after all of that, they asked this question. They spoke against God and said, can God really spread a table in the wilderness? Can God really do that? And so they were full of doubt and unbelief, and they grumbled and they whinged and they complained incessantly. Moses got fed up with them. God got fed up with them. And they're just whinging and complaining the whole time. And they had a wonderful promise that God's going to look after them. And they said, yeah, well, sure. Yep. We got water out of the rock. But can He really spread a table? Can He really touch me in my darkness, my wilderness, my lost place, my place where I feel like the enemy is? Can He really do that? And they asked that question and they didn't believe it. at all. They didn't have that belief. And you know that the whole generation perished in the desert because they didn't believe that God could actually do that for them. And some people are like that, like the children of Israel. They've seen the rock struck, and the rock is symbolic of Jesus Christ and the water, the living water that flows out. Some people come to Christ and come to Jesus, and they know that. Then they know that they've come to a salvation experience. But beyond that, see, God is interested in every day of our lives. He's interested in the struggles. He's interested in the difficulties, the things that we go through. And some of us say, well, I know that I'm saved and I'm going to heaven, but can God really do that in my crisis, in my struggle, in my problem? Can he really spread a table in the wilderness? And I want to say yes and amen, he can. He can. Don't let faith and doubt and unbelief come against your faith. Stand in that. Look at that. It's about knowing that there is a table for you. He's prepared a table for you in the midst of your enemies, right in the mess that you're in. Don't be so focused on trying to get the answer. Don't be so focused on the scale of the problem. Say, Lord, in the middle of this, there's a table for me. And that's the first thing I want to do. As I obviously have my eyes on Jesus Christ, because he's where the table is, because he's prepared it. And I want to find, Lord, what are you going to bring out of what I'm going through, Lord? What are you going to do in the midst of all of that? I'm not looking for someone else's answer, Lord. I want my answer, Lord, that you have prepared for me in the middle of my circumstance, in the middle of it. We know the scripture in Romans 8:28, and it says this. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who has been called according to his purpose. Now, we know that scripture. Many of us will know that scripture. Really, that's saying, in the middle of whatever it is, in all things, not just in the good things, but in every single thing of our life, in everything that we face in life, that God is working there and is doing something to bring to your ultimate benefit and good. Even though the enemy is around you, the hordes are against you, God is actually there. He's actually preparing a table. And as for me, I don't want to miss out on this table. I don't want to be so focused on, oh, what are the enemy are doing, or crying out saying, God, get rid of the enemy, that I'm not going to look around and find this table, because the table is where the good things are going to work together for good. And that's where I'm going to find blessing in the midst of adversity. It's there that God is going to touch my heart and my life when everything just seems so difficult and strong and impossible, just too hard. That if I come to that intimate place, a place of intimacy, a place of celebration, but also a place of nourishment in my life. Because we have an enemy. It tells us in 1 Peter 5:8, it talks about that we have an enemy of a devil who goes around like a roaring lion looking to see who he can devour. So you have an enemy that's arrayed against you who wants to eat you, he wants to devour you. But you have a Lord, he wants to feed you in the middle of the crisis. And if he wants to eat you, he wants to feed us. He wants to feed us. He wants to enable us to eat the bread of life. He wants us to draw upon him and have sustenance, nourishment in our life. And that's what the Lord wants us to do, to draw out from him right in the middle of that mess. And so if we're over here railing, worried about the enemy, and our focus is just the enemy, and the Lord's saying, come over here, we're going to miss this. Because God wants you to grow in the middle of it. You never, ever want to go through something and get out the other end the same way. I went into a crisis situation. I went into a difficulty. Didn't know what to do. Felt like everything was against me. And I don't want to come out the other end the same way. What's the point of that? But some people, that's all they're praying for. Lord, just put it back as it was, or make things normal, make the way they were before. No, I don't want things just to be back what they were. Because if I'm going through a whole lot of stuff, I want to come out a lot better, and I'm going to come out better because I sat down at that table and God put on it exactly what I need, not only for that time, not only to sustain me and nourish me, to keep me alive in the midst of the crisis, but he's actually put stuff that I need that I can partake on that's going to grow me as a person, so that when I come out of this, I've actually grown, because I've been feasting at the table of the Lord. I've been drawing on his sustenance. I've been drawing on his nourishment. I've been taking from him. And so when I've come out, I'm actually a bigger person, not here, but bigger spiritually, because of what the Lord has done in my life. So don't miss that. Don't miss it. Look for the table. Look for the table. That's where you're going to find nourishment and strength. That's where you're going to find growth. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:17, it says this. It says, for our light and momentary troubles. I think, well, doesn't seem very light and momentary. Got everything going against me. But in context of eternity, our light and momentary troubles are all achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And so we're going to be, if we don't grab a hold of this, then you're going to despair in difficulty. You're going to struggle in suffering. When things, you don't seem to be getting answered prayer and things just seem, you will come to a point of depression and despair and be downcast because the whole time your focus has been on push back, breakthrough. And yet this is something that God wanted to do. Bring us to this place where there's water and other amazing things. And allow God to do in you what he wants to do in it. And so if you're struggling, maybe one of the first things you need to do is start looking for the table. Start saying, Lord, well, what is it? I don't want to miss on what you're doing. In the middle of all of what I'm going through. There's a glory that it's achieving for us. And so if I'm eating off this table, it's going to be something that sustains me, not only the rest of my life, but I'm going to carry something into eternity. And so the problem that we're going through, the struggle that you're going through, can be of eternal value for you. It'll build something into you, build something in your spirit, build something in your character if you come to the table and carry that forward into eternity. So God wants us to grow, and we do that around his table. Excuse me. And that's a simple word that I believe God wanted us to get hold of this morning, to look for the table. In the midst of your circumstances, whatever the struggle is, to look for the table. The final scripture this morning is in the book of Job. Excuse me. Job 36, verse 16, it says this. He is wooing you from the jaws of distress. The enemy about to devour you, surrounded by all of the problems. He's wooing you. Lord's saying, come on, come to the table. He's wooing you. Come on, the table's here. There's a table all laid out of provision. Whatever you need for the circumstances, it's there and more. He's saying, come on, come to this table. He's wooing you from the jaws of distress to a spacious place free from distraction, from restriction, to the comfort of your table laden with choice food. Your table for you, and it's laden with choice food. It's going to nourish you, it's going to grow you and sustain you. So in the jaws of distress and the problem, the heartache, the struggle, when everything's coming against, the Lord just says simply these words. He says, look for the table. He's wooing. He said, come on. You're so focused about this and you're crying about this. And no, just come. Find the table. Come to that intimate place of fellowship with me. Come and begin to celebrate before you even see the horse. Because Jesus has won the victory, hasn't he? That's why he doesn't care whether it's one, a million, however many. It makes no difference to him. It only makes a big difference to us if we're over here and all we can look at is the enemy. We're feeling isolated or whatever. But if we're coming in and we're saying, Lord, I'm just at peace, at rest in your presence. And Lord, you're giving me what I need to get through this. But more than that, you're building into me something that's going to make me better than I was before. And if you're going through a hard time right now, my encouragement to you is now is to look for the table. Make those words be etched in your spirit. As soon as something goes wrong, what do? You don't panic. Look for the table. Say, Lord, okay, something's happened. Didn't want it, didn't plan it. Okay, but even though it's happening, Lord, I want to find that table. So let's stand and pray. I want to pray with us this morning that the Lord will stir that in our hearts. This will be impregnated in your spirit. And for those that are struggling, know that there is a table for you. The Lord is wooing you from the jaws of distress and to that place, to that table. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you today. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you love us so, so much. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are preparing a table for us right in the middle of our struggle, Lord, the enemy is actually held at bay. The enemy can't evade and take the table. Enemy can't actually overcome us, can't actually take off the table, can't take what's ours. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you've prepared it for us. Thank you, Lord, that the banner over that table is your love, Lord. Your banner of love is there, Father. And Father, I pray now for all those who are going through difficulties and circumstances. Lord, I pray that this day and from this day forth, Lord, and for every one of us, Lord, that we will look for the table right in the midst of adversity, Father, that we will see, Lord, that there's something of great benefit to us, something of enduring value. Whatever the enemy tried to devour us with, Lord, you had something to feed us with, something to grow us. And Lord, that's what we want to grab a hold of, Lord. And more than that, we want to grab a hold of intimacy, that place with you, Lord, where there is that safety, but Lord, where you feed us, you sustain us, you grow us, Father. And so, Lord, I just pray, Lord, for your people today, Lord, anyone that is really struggling, Lord, let this day be the day, Lord, they say, yes, I'm going to find that table. I'm going to find the wonder of what you're doing in me, wonder of what you're doing through these circumstances, Lord. And Lord, there is a victory. And Father, I'm going to feast with you. I'm going to have that celebration, Lord, because the victory is already won by Jesus Christ. Lord, I can celebrate because you've already accomplished all that has been required. So Lord, we bring this to you now. Father, I pray that you touch your people. In Jesus' name.